Shakespeare called jealousy the green-eyed monster. It can help keep couples together, but can also cause conflict and violence. I'm glad that scientists are finally studying it, Don.
But Yael, how can scientists study something like that?
One approach is to study it in other animals.
I don't know. You need an animal closely related to humans, and then need to form monogamous pairs like many humans do. That could be hard, since only 3 to 5% of mammalian species are socially monogamous.
Yes, but researchers have found a suitable species. It's a species of monkey from South America called the titi monkey. These monkeys form monogamous pair bonds with males guarding their mates from rivals. A research team published a study of jealousy in this animal in 2017.
How do they make the monkeys jealous?
They force the males to watch their mates interact with a stranger male for 30 minutes. These males were compared with a control group that watched a stranger female with a stranger male. Afterwards, the jealous monkeys showed higher levels of the stress hormone cortisol and the male hormone testosterone, which is involved in aggression.
Did jealousy affect activity in the monkeys' brains?
Yes, it did. In the jealous monkeys, researchers found elevated activity levels in a brain area called the cingulate cortex, which is also known to be involved in the pain of social rejection in humans. Another active area called the lateral septum is known to be involved in the formation of pair bonds in other animals.
Maybe scientists can understand jealousy after all.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.